Welcome to Feats and Fables. We appreciate your company as we delve into our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join the conversation on social media at Feats and Fables. Follow us to adventure! Previously on Feats and Fables, after Khafra and Zasper dealt with the nosy neighbor, our heroes fought their way through Growlhund Villa, and Malagar came to a curious detente with the drow there. Upstairs, they found the drow fighting Zhentarim operatives, but the heroes helped the drow triumph. Zasper used the Nimblewright detector and learned that it's headed south. Manny ran after it with inhuman speed, but the Nimblewright was ridden down by a team on horses. The riders searched its body as a crowd gathered, but they didn't seem to find what they were looking for. Manny grabbed a note that fell out of the Nimblewright's pack, and then took the Nimblewright before the watch could arrive.
Manny, where are you?
Well, he must have been chasing after the Nimblewright, and that was generally in the southern direction, and there's only the one road.
I mean, it's pretty fast. Let's keep going. Manny!
I'm over here, and guys, I gotta tell you, That was not very fun. Oh, God, somebody take this thing from me.
You caught the Nimblewright? Awesome.
Amazing.
Well done, Manny.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were capable of that.
Well,
that.
You are a true member of the Exculpatory Mortuary Scourers.
Please, okay.
Who?
What? Look at him standing there covered in machine ichor. Wow, what do they put inside Nimblewrights?
Yeah, that's not it. Icker. There were some horse riders, those blokes with the eyeballs on their foreheads, they're the ones that's actually ran him down over in the main street there, which...
The Xanathar Guild?
Yeah. By the way, they definitely made most of the city guard aware of that whole situation. They might come down this way looking. People saw me. It was a situation.
Well, give that to me. Did he have the stone on him?
No, but the Xanathar got to him first, but they didn't look too happy about what they found, which I can only assume was a bunch of nothing. I did find this, though, and I'll pull out the crumpled up piece of paper now. And I'll hand that over to Zasper.
All right.
I need to take a seat for a minute. Oh, by the gods.
Zasper takes the crumpled note from Manny's hand and looks at it. It appears to be...
a cheap tourist map of Waterdeep. However, written on the back in a variety of inks in blue and green colors is a strange set of squares over on the right-hand side of the map, and then below that a strange set of squares and circles. It's got lines of text that Zasper doesn't immediately recognize on it.
Zasper will reach into his bardic teachings, and as we briskly walk back, he will hum a tune to himself, and suddenly he will most likely be able to read it, given that he has cast Comprehend Languages.
All right.
The words sway and flow and in Zasper's mind become something that he can grab onto in Elvish or Common.
Oh.
Unfortunately, what Comprehend Languages does not do is decipher secret messages in text.
As we approach the manor, which most likely still contains Malagar and Khafra, but while we're mostly alone, Zas will read to Manny and Corbin. This is written in some language I don't know, but you heard me use magic to decipher it. And it'll be, I'll only be able to read it for the next 10 minutes, so try and help me remember this. Rogue, remember the summer picnics? They were always such fun. We have friends there that we know for only a short life. Then death comes to us all. Wisdom comes from low places, and trust this to him, and don't forget what awaits us.
I'll try to remember that. Very strange. Didn't they call him Rogue? Didn't the temple call him Rogue? The Nimblewright?
Yes. And I guess a Nimblewright could read any language they programmed them to read.
Corbin, I would like some sort of that tickles my memory check from you.
I mean, maybe an intelligence check, I guess?
Yeah, you put history on it if you've got history.
I think I do. I don't. 17.
Yep, looks real familiar. Real familiar. Quite place it.
Either way, Pidge, as we walk up to the end of the alley and back into the stable doorways, I'm going to stop and Manny's going to turn to the...
No, the entrance is over here.
Wait a minute. Did either of y'all pick up those trade bars?
What trade bars?
Why would... Are there trade bars?
Manny holds up a finger and kind of stumbles drunkenly into the bushes around the side of the stables.
Look pretty heavy.
Comes back with a broken box.
Why don't I see if I can find some bags in the stable to put those in?
Oh, there's another one over here in the bushes. I couldn't carry them both.
The gleam of gold peeks out from the splintered ruins of the wood.
How heavy are they?
There are, in toto, 8 5-pound gold trade bars. That is an egregious amount of wealth.
Do you think we should at all feel bad about Robin from a noble family that we've just broken into their house?
Someone ripped this gold out of the ground, probably without asking the permission of the ground. So we're just, you know.
Corbin, you're a man who knows, an Asimar, who knows a thing or two about horses.
I do indeed.
And your passive perception is pretty stratospheric.
I like to think so.
And you notice something odd about this horse. It's a gorgeous riding horse with beautiful tack. And it's got really nice saddle and bridle and all that. And it's got weird horseshoes. Normally horseshoes are kind of a dull black color and you don't really see them. It blends in with the hoof. But you actually see these horseshoes. They are dark but have kind of a gleam to them.
I'll kind of lean down and investigate them a little further.
The horse obediently picks up a foot when you start messing with it, as if the animal is very well trained. And you can see that the shoe seems to repel all dirt and muck from the bottom of the stable. I mean, the stable's pretty clean, but there's no hay hung in it or tufts of hair or pieces of dirt. It's weird.
I look around for some tools to remove these magical horseshoes.
Tools here, but only limited amounts, as if they would only ever have to do any emergency work here and perhaps call in a farrier to change shoes.
So maybe I should take this horse and these trade bars and leave.
The horse does have a really nice set of saddlebags over its rump.
Horses and are pretty recognizable, though.
I'll take these back to the inn. You guys finish up here. I'll meet you back there.
Corbin, if you're going back to the inn, you know, the gold bars are bad enough as it is, but if we take a horse with magic horseshoes, you don't suppose someone's going to come looking for all this stuff, do you?
They certainly might, but I'd much rather take it with us than leave it with, honestly, the people who very likely killed all of our neighbors.
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, there's one way to find out. Paige, I cast Speak with Animal.
All right. So the spell takes effect. After a moment, the horse shakes its head and goes, "Hello there. I'm Maladar."
Nice to meet you, Maladar. I was wondering if you've ever seen your masters with this, and I kind of hold up the Nimblewright towards him.
It leans over and he sniffs it with his big horsey nostrils.
Yes, I think that's one of those things they sit on. A chair. No, it's that other thing they put their heads on. It's a hat rack.
Did your masters ever talk with this creature?
Yes, they made noises at it sometimes. But they never fed it any carrots.
Well, Corbin, if you need to bribe it, we can try one of these bags of grain. Beep. Good enough to empty it. Maybe we can put the gold bars into it then.
I reach in my pocket and I pull out a couple of sugar cubes. and offer them to the horse.
The horse leans his face over. Sugar cubes! It starts dancing around and kind of happy feets its hooves around in the stall and makes happy horsing noises. I haven't had sugar cubes in years! It gladly consumes them. Crunch, 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 crunch.
So what did you do for your masters?
Normally I just took them out on rides around the city. One time we rode out of the city and it was very nice. There was grass.
Excellent.
I'm very fast. I'm the fastest horse.
That's excellent. I can definitely tell you are built for speed.
Yes, I am.
Zasper.
Yes.
Is Corbin talking to a horse?
Yes. I think the horse must be dead. Because otherwise I don't see how he could just...
Look, I'm not exactly one to be morally upstanding, and that is a lot of gold right there. But I'm just saying, that's the amount of gold that people go looking for if it goes missing.
Well, me and you will stay here and get Kafra and Maligar out safely, and, you know, if someone comes and looks for the money, then we'll deal with that then. If they, you know, actually deserve it, then we'll give it to them. But if we just leave it here, the drow will probably take it.
Point. All right, well, I need to take a seat. You'll do what you want.
No, you got to keep going. We got to get Maligar and Kafra out of here safely. And you're not going to be very good backup if you're lying on the ground doing your post-drinking binge dance. So reach into your pocket, get a flask, top yourself off, and we're going in the house.
I mean, if you're that out of gas, you could take the horse back to the inn. If you feel comfortable doing that.
I feel like we were all a bit tired before we did all this. I think it might be time for us to rest. We can only push ourselves so much. And not gonna lie, I think I might need to get something solid into my belly.
I mean, you haven't eaten all day, that is true. Okay, I'm gonna take this horse now, and I'm gonna take this map, and these trade bars, and I'm gonna go to the inn. I'll see you all there.
I will do my best to get everyone back to the inn safely. Manny, I don't see you drinking.
Go to hell.
What? You gotta get back into Fettle.
Just go get the others, I'll be here.
Upstairs, the drow start heading into what appears to be the master bedroom of the house. They look like they're alert, ready, and out for blood. What is Maligar doing?
I'm going to let them clear a path, and I'm going to follow them right in.
All right. As the fourth drow, the bard, walks into the room, the sounds of a fight erupt.
I thought they were here to protect the nobles.
That is certainly a thing you are allowed to think.
All right, well, murder it is. Well, what is going on in there?
You have a little trouble getting to the door because the bard is standing right in it. But you see a half-orc warrior, well-armed and armored, looking like he's trying to defend a noblewoman who has backed up to the far side of the room. The drow are fencing with the orc, and one of them aims a crossbow at the woman. You can see purplish poison on the dart.
I'm gonna lean over to the bard and go, I thought you were defending this family.
He looks over and says, what? In Elvish? The bow twangs, and the bolt goes flying free across the room as the other three drow fence with a half-orc.
So you're here to kidnap this lady? Compartmentalization! It really sucks. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
No, we're here because we think that they have a line on this relic the Jaraxxel wants.
Oh, right, the stone.
The stone. And they either know where it is or it's here. We've torn up the downstairs looking for it and can't find it.
So why don't you just demand it? Why are you fencing with them?
Well, as soon as we can knock her out, we will.
Oh, I mean, she could tell you where it is before you knock her out. Lady, where is this stone?
When you say that, her eyes fly wide and she looks at you with a look of terror on her face. No, no, I can't talk about it. I can't talk about that.
I think you'll have to, otherwise this will end very poorly for you.
The drow gut the half-orc and leave him twitching on the floor.
I say in elvish, halt.
The drow, like, one of them looks back at you.
I say halt.
The bard shoves you with the shoulder. No, don't listen to him. Get her. And they move up on the woman. One of them pulls out a knife and holds it to her throat and says, don't move. In common. The bard walks in, followed by the wizard that had been holding the spell earlier on the stairs.
That was a nice, well, accident. I'm gonna wade forward anyways.
All right, the bard still tries to shoulder block you from doing so.
I'm gonna shimmy across him like I'm well practiced that.
All right, I offer you 17.
Yeah, not so good today. Well, I can still talk from here.
Yes, so this is what the door looks like. He is standing in the door and not letting you through.
Well, fantastic. So the stone is something that you know about, lady.
Yes. Yes, I know about it.
Is it in this house?
I can't say anything about it. You don't understand what they've done.
Who they?
I can't say. It's part of the curse.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Is it in this house?
She, like, literally puts both of her hands over her mouth.
It is challenging, isn't it?
The drow, one of the drow grabs her arms, another one grabs her other arms, the third one holds a knife at her throat. We've killed your bodyguard. There's not much left for you. You're going to have to tell us. So the bard goes over, gently strumming at his lute, and he says, dear lady, we have protected you from the Zhentarim. We don't wish you any harm. I'm just trying to be very reasonable. And he lays on the charm, and he's good. Literally lays on a charm.
Yes.
Like the spell.
Yes.
We don't want any harm to come to you. If you'd please just tell us where the stone went, we'll leave. Apologize. We'll even pay damages. She's like, no, no, I can't. No, I. And then you can see the spell take effect. A flicker of purple fire flickers across her eyes. And she says, well, you're so reasonable about it. You can see the spell taking effect.
Well, I want to know this as much as anyone else, really.
What happened was, we got a lead that some gnome had the stone, and as she says that, her face peels open wide. Her body splits as another figure emerges from it.
I did not expect that at all.
And we can roll initiative.
Brilliant.
So this thing, you can see sigils of magical energy forming runes and lines of a spell that are lit in a menacing red gold fire. Are you skilled in Arcana?
No.
I wouldn't imagine so. Yeah. Never mind.
I'd be like, well, I guess we should have listened to her then, shouldn't we? As I pull my bow out.
Okay.
Right, so this doesn't seem like someone I'm going to deal with flowery words, so I'm, in fact...
No, it looks roughly humanoid with gray skin. It's got kind of a flabby body with a long tail, probably like an 8-foot tail behind it, and it's covered in barbs that are about 8 to 12 inches long and as thick around as your thumb.
You know, I was really thinking of holding my fire until you talked about the barbs, and then the barbs really convinced Malagar.
It has a wicked face with entirely black eyes and a mouth full of chitinous teeth that are like the barbs all over its skin. It reaches for the drow, going with an unearthly, frightening noise.
Did you expect that? I didn't expect that.
I did not expect that.
I'm going to unleash an arrow at her, designating her, of course, as my quarry.
So the thing is, there's not really her left. What is left of her is shreds and gibbets of meat hung on the barbs of this creature that has crawled out of her.
So that will also be limiting Malagar's dietary choices for a few days at least. Ooh. Ah, I think a one will probably not do it today, though.
A one will not do it today. The visitor reaches forward at the drow and grabs one of them, missing with both of its claws and then slashing wickedly with its tail. But as it does, part of the woman's dress is like over its face and it's clawing at it, and that apparently is messing up its aim. The drow scream and run. Unfortunately, I believe Malagar is between them and freedom. Do you choose to lift them through your space?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they run. The devil grabs after one of them and misses again. So there's a pile of mess right there. Kafra, you hear a noise upstairs? It's not a good noise.
Have I been down there long enough to find anything yet?
Yeah, you did. So as you're looking around downstairs, you realize that this might have been a family that had fallen on hard times. Like, there's nice china that has gold around the rim if you want to take out crates of china. You can still, there's silverware, but it looks like it might be just silver-coated, not solid silver.
Alas. Today, I will not be Jean Valjean.
However, what you do find, stashed in the back of a coat closet, where casual inspection would not have uncovered it, is two robes in red and yellow with gold thread at the trim, which would be expensive. And they're covered with sigils and symbols. You're skilled in Arcana.
I am.
I would also take religion if you prefer.
I prefer Arcana.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da. I have a 10, because I am tired.
Fair. It looks infernal.
Oh, wow.
And they have iron holy symbols on leather thongs hung around the hangers, too, as if it was part of the ensemble.
Great. I will... grab all that stuff and shove it in my bag.
Okay.
Because I know some very interested people that will be like, huh, demon cultists or devil cultists, you say?
There's always been a rumor in Waterdeep that some of the nobles were...
You know, it's like we investigated this earlier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will accept that evidence, though I would much rather have, you know, some more gold trade bars.
You might be able to sell the holy symbols.
Do you know any devil worshippers that are looking to upgrade their holy symbol?
I mean, I might. Anyways. Okay, so Kafra will have shoved all these things into his bag and at this point be about ready to light up his pipe and be like, oh, Jesus, just time to... Or, Asmodia? I don't know. No, what god does Kafra exclaim when he's... Mistra? We're gonna go with Mistra.
Oh, Mistra, what the fuck is good? Wait a minute.
So, Kafra resists.
Your screams in Elvish as well.
Kafra resists the urge to let loose with another bodily fluid after he vomited earlier, and instead will go up the stairs past the evidence he left there before, trying to find out what's going on.
All right, you see a bunch of panicked drow pouring out of this room over here.
Malagar?
Malagar is cursing up a blue streak right now, mostly in Elvish, but you know what that is.
These are only words I have heard when not in combat before, so I'm not sure what's going on.
This doesn't seem like, you know, a good time.
Right. So Kafra will go as far up the stairs as he can.
Oh, the noblewoman seems to have turned into some sort of demon.
Ah, how exciting.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
We could go.
We will need some help. We still need to secure this scene. I mean, we probably want to. Yeah, there's not much between the demon woman and me right now, so... It doesn't seem like a good time.
You might want to add increased distance between you and your target. Piece of friendly advice.
Malaga is going to send another arrow her way and then attempt to back up. We'll see how well any of this works, really.
It looks like the rest of the drow are going to be involved in plan FRO.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting any help from those assholes. Yeah, well, that is at least a 24.
That will certainly hit.
And she will enjoy 17 points of damage.
While that looks like a prodigious hit, it doesn't seem to penetrate as fully as it otherwise might.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that was a thing.
With that, after getting plonked with Malagar's arrow, the infernal creature goes, making terrible noises, and heads towards the door. Wherein, she encounters one of the drow and claws his face open. Claws his face open. The man screams with pain, and the infernal creature looks around wildly. The drow vanish. And by vanish, I mean many of them don't bother casting darkness, but they leave. As one runs away, the devil reaches after him, grabs him, and tears him in half. They pound past Khafra on the stairs.
So where is it still in that position where I cannot see it?
Correct. It is at the door.
Great.
Sure.
I took defense against the dark arts.
You did.
I have a 19.
So you did take defense against the dark arts, and identifying things based on sound alone wasn't a strong component of that, but you did actually get some good minor illusions of different noises that some of these creatures can make. You're pretty sure it's a medium difficulty to moderate difficulty devil of some sort that your defense against the dark arts teacher would have put on a flashcard labeled Get the Fuck Out.
I'm a fan of Get the Fuck Out.
Right, so what was your plan with the scene? Because if we stay here, we are going to die.
Given your background and training, that seems a fair assessment.
Right. Khafra beats feet and dashes towards the carriage house.
As you flee towards the carriage house, the devil bounds down the stairs, totally unhindered by the darkness of the first floor of this building, and leaps on another one of the drow, eviscerating him. The rest scream and flee out the front door. Make me I notice things checks as they flee.
I have a 5.
16.
You notice through the front doors that they have left unshut behind them as they flee. You can see charging down the road directly towards this house a contingent of Waterdeep Guard. Their golden green uniforms are bright under the streetlights.
Oh, look, it's the police. I don't think I can explain any of this to my, to the judge, really.
I'm still not concerned that we will live long enough for that to be a problem, my friend.
Well, we're leaving, right?
Khafra continues to run.
Malagar and Khafra exit the house at top speed, run across the yard, fling open the door to the carriage house, and in the carriage house you see a carriage, you see Zasper, and you see Manny.
But there's no horse to pull the carriage.
Ding, ding, ding.
But how are we supposed to get away?
That's on you, man, not me.
But where's Corbin?
He's already headed back.
Great, let's go, bye.
What? What did you...
Noises.
So the noblewoman turned into some sort of demon, and the police are on their way.
Oh, well then we should run. Yes. I will, I'll run behind Manny, giving him little pokes as necessary.
You scamper out of the house and into the darkness of the streets of Waterdeep. You hear some sort of terrible commotion to the north. The direction that the watch had been running towards and the drow had been running towards also.
You know, now that the watch has showed up, we can circle back around and show up as the exculpatory mortuary scourers, pepper this devil with a couple of things from range and, help our reputation out a little bit.
As terrifying of a concept as that is, that might actually give us better access back to the house after.
Oh, you still want to go back in the house and see if you can unleash more devils?
I think that was probably the only one.
Oh, okay. What do you think, Kafra? Some long-range crossbow shots for justice? Plus, I think the devil might kill a lot of guards, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
Oh, yes.
So if we can slow that down, that might be good, too. Until the Griffin Riders or a contingent of war wizards can show up.
I'll start to circle around, back around the other side of the villa. I know you're very pleased by this, Kafra, in your current refreshed state.
So Kafra's goat-like eyes roll back in his head, and he sighs and joins in circling back around.
As you look on the north side of the house, you can see the drow loping through the streets, lithe figures moving silently through the night. However, heading towards the house, carrying a lantern, is a small group of guards. There's about half a dozen of them. They're heel-toeing it towards the villa at top speed, and the devil is chasing after the drow. The drow see that they're rapidly being sandwiched between a rock and a hard place, and start scattering out, each of them heading a different direction into the Waterdeep night. The devil, however, still sees combatants on the street. It makes terrible noises and leaps towards the guard. Anybody who would like to participate may roll initiative. The devil leaps towards a pair of guards. It reaches out with its long arms and its tail and whacks. All right, it hits one of the guards with a claw and hits the other one with its tail, but then misses that guard with its other claw. One of them, it rends completely in half with a terrible noise, like ripping of wet paper. Pulls a guard in half, flings the body off to the side.
Well, this is starting off great.
I thought the guards of Waterdeep were sterner stuff. They need to run some laps or something.
What in bloody hell is that thing?
It's a devil. Murder it.
You didn't say anything about a devil.
I said it was a smiteable problem. It was a problem for smiting. That means it's a devil or a demon or an undead.
That is not what that implies.
Manny's saying this isn't what he signed up for.
What did you think it meant?
I don't know. Some sort of monster that was in... Well, I guess that makes sense then.
I gotcha, didn't I?
Damn it, I must not be drunk enough for this.
All right, the guards surround it and start poking at it with their spears. A couple of them actually managed to catch it. And it doesn't seem to really recognize all the damage that it should from the spear thrusts. Guards are absolutely looking terrified. One of them actually drops back from the melee and starts blowing on a whistle. It puts a huge shrieking sound through the streets.
He's got the right idea.
Well, she also reaches into a pack and pulls out something in her hand. You can't really see what it is. Points it up at the sky and pulls a string, and a silver firework goes off into the night. You realize she's called in the Griffin Riders.
Hmm. Not the Axe Gang?
Not the Axe Gang.
Malagar decides this is a fantastic moment to declare the devil his quarry in this case and to engage it with, as much arrow as he can manage. So this will be the first one coming in.
All right.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's a good number. I think that's a 25.
That hits. If a 25 does not hit, you need to run away from the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I actually already feel like I should be running away from the fight, but that's a whole other thing. So that will be 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage.
And then the follow-up ambushing type attack. Ah, which will miss for 9. 9. 9 doesn't hit it, I assume?
9 does not.
Okay.
Is Asper close enough that he can engage the devil with his rapier? Or that?
If you choose to.
All right. So Asper will move up and take the place of the guard that was felled. And then he will immediately cast Dissonant Whispers on the devil.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. You need to roll to defend.
Oh, sorry.
But good luck to you, sir.
Good luck to you, sir. Call that a 16. So this is a wisdom save, yes?
Yes.
I would like to offer you an 18. So, Mammy's turn.
So at this point, the devil's come straight out of the building, right? And so it's kind of got its back up to the wall?
No, it's in the middle of the street.
So Manny's going to move towards the devil, and before he gets to the throng of guards, he's going to move over to the sidewalk and hide behind one of the park benches that's lined the street.
All right, that's entirely fair.
So, you know the part about how I said I was tired and I don't have any more luck at this point?
Yes.
I got a whopping 7 on my stealth check. So, Midge, what I forgot to mention is that as I move towards the park bench, I turn back to Malagar and I turn back towards Malagar and Kafra, and at pretty much the top of my lungs, I'm going to shout to them, "Guys, I'm going to hide behind this park bench! Don't let him see me!"
We got you.
The devil's head turns a quarter turn to look at you.
Shites.
You're doing great, Manny.
Kafra will stay in the back, will draw out his crossbow and lean to the left and try to ling it. And by ling it, I mean he's going to try not to shoot Zasper because that would be bad. So, I will have a 15 to hit.
That will hit.
Alright, so it'll hit for 13 points of crossbow damage.
Alright, not all of it seems to go through.
It's fine, and then Kafra will call out, "Oh look, it's Zasper the hero!" And point to Zasper the hero.
Which isn't even vicious mockery.
No. Our plan is to get press and to do good. And so I'm remembering the get press part.
Okay,
fair enough. Everyone else is focused on the do good part.
Fair enough. So the devil probably... Zasper. The devil throws a claw at Zasper. I have a natural 20 to hit you, sir. I offer you 11 points of piercing damage, sir.
All right, Zasper is now bleeding from a nasty cut where his shoulder used to be, but he's still in it.
All right, the devil lashes out at a couple of guards, but seems to be focused on Zasper and misses them. The guards all try to poke at the devil with their spears. These dice are terrible. 1, 2, 4, 5, 7. And then a 14.
It's impressive.
Yes. Impressive even for me. Takes a pittance of damage.
Yes. Let's try this one more time, shall we? That thing is really just kind of terrifying me. Well, that's a 1 on the die, so what can you say?
Not much you can do. The bolt goes spinning off into the night. It would have been a perfect shot, but a guard moved at the last moment, so you had to pull your shot, and otherwise you'd have just shot them in the head.
No, let's not make excuses. I really whiffed that one.
Zasper will continue to circle around the devil, forcing it to face many directions that wants to face its many adversaries. You describe this devil as having long spikes on it?
All over its body, yes.
When the guards go to attack, do they get spiked?
No, but it looks like if you tried to grapple with it, it would certainly hurt you.
In that case, Zasper will stab at it with his rapier. 18.
That will certainly hit.
5 points of rapier damage.
Is this damage anything special, or is it just kind of normal rapier?
It's magic holy in Zasper's internal narrative, but it's
noted.
Actually just normal steel, yes.
Since my clever ploy to hide behind the park bench didn't work quite as I planned, I'm just going to remove my short sword from its scabbard and just rush at the back of the devil, stabbing at it anywhere I can land a blow. Oh, good lord. This is just getting better. I give you an 11 to hit.
Noble try. Noble try.
Luckily, I'm going to follow up this attack with a sweep of the legs.
Okay.
And we've gone down to a 9.
A 9 is unfortunately not even going to inconvenience it.
I'm pretty sure there's something more than a 5 on this dice.
I mean, you couldn't prove it by my dice, other than the crit.
Yeah, I have physical evidence that you can roll hot.
Yes.
Yep, listen. Nope, there's definitely a 20 on it.
Other than the crits, she says. So, Kafra will move a little bit to the right, and a little bit further back, and line up another shot. And this one will go wide.
All right.
And then he begins reloading.
Fair enough. The devil leans into the fight. Let's see if it's still interested in Zasper. It is not. It tears into a couple of guards. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. All right, it ends up killing another guard, punching her in the face, and she goes staggering off into the night and then lays still. The rest of the guards poke at it with their spears, starting to try and surround it, and you can tell that they're absolutely frightened from the looks on their faces. But they can actually roll to hit this time. So they manage to coordinate their strikes, and 6 of them actually manage to make contact with it. Although it seems to shrug off the vast portion of the damage, it is still being hurt.
That's it, you're doing it right now.
We're trying.
Malagar will lend his best aid, which will hopefully mean an arrow that actually strikes, but in this case, yes. Malagar will favor them with an arrow that lands true for 9 points of damage.
All right, again, not all of it seems to go through.
It's all I have.
After seeing the guard go down, Zasper switches tacks and once again whispers some magic, this time attempting to distract the devil by questioning its kinship to angels.
I offer you a save north of 16.
So that will do no vicious mockery's worth of damage.
Correct.
But I will continue to stay within range, threatening it.
So as Manny is coming up from his leg sweep, I'm going to reach back behind me and just from the cobbles of the street, pick up one of the loose rocks and just bring it up as I move my body up into like a stone-fisted uppercut. Ooh. Now if only I could roll worth a damn.
We'll find out.
It's got double digits on it. Ooh. This is gonna be an 18.
That hits!
Okay.
You sock the devil up under its chin, and you can hear its massive teeth clack together.
That's gonna be 7 bludgeoning damage with my stone-loaded fist.
Punishing.
I'm gonna follow that up with just shiving it in the side with my short sword.
All right.
And for this, I'm gonna give you a 14.
Nope, it managed to just slide out of the way.
We're helping us find our target number.
If nothing else. So Kafra reaches down to load up bolts and reaches and pulls out the last bolt and makes quite a face, but decides that shooting one more time is better than getting up in there yet. So, but there's a kind of luck to that last shot.
There is kind of luck to the last shot.
Yeah, hey, there is. 18 to hit.
Yep.
All right, so it's going to be for 7 points of damage. And then he will drop his crossbow because it is effectively a bludgeon now that he is not good with.
It's looks like hanging on to an anchor at that point.
Yep.
All right. The devil focuses on the guard, trying to remove a couple of them from the fray. And it grabs one of the guards and yanks him by his arm and pulls him to the street, then lifts up a big foot. Crushes his head. However, ahead, or above rather, you hear the sound of wings in the night and a horn. It sounds like the Griffin Riders of Waterdeep will be here really soon. The guards cheer, a ragged cheer goes up, and they once again surround the devil with their spears.
Yay.
But mostly they can't get through its barbed defenses.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Oh my god, I hope that he's not going to be just trying to throw arrows at this thing all night and that the riders will actually make it here to make a real difference since, I mean, the devil doesn't really seem to be suffering much, does it?
No.
This is very unfortunate. Well, not like Malaga's really helping, because he's only headed in with an 11.
That does not hit.
Right.
Does this devil tower over the people that are attacking it?
Not necessarily tower. It's about 7.5 or 8 feet tall, mm-hmm. But it's not like 15 feet tall. It looms.
Do we have
definitely
it completely
looms.
Surrounded?
Yes.
In that case, Zasper will attack it again, as it seems to be resilient to the magics he has at his command. And this time, it is Amos.
All right.
So, Manny's going to take the rock that he still has there in his fist, and he is just going to drive it into this thing's face.
Excellent.
Mostly aiming for the teeth, so that if he's got any extraneous teeth, that they might break off or something.
Let's find out.
Bonus devil teeth.
Okay, so this time I've got a 17 with this stone.
That does hit.
Woo! Why am I even carrying this sword?
I mean, clearly this is your lucky rock.
I mean, this is going to be a 6 on the bludgeoning damage.
Alrighty. Once again, it doesn't seem to take it all.
Well, luckily I'm going to follow it up with my sword strike. But this time, I'm going to try and put the sword up through its chin, maybe driving its mouth closed or something.
I believe in you, Manny.
Well, I've gotten a 23 to hit on this
one. That'll hit.
So that's a
if it
short
starts
sword.
With 2, it's good for you.
That'll bring me to a total of 7 piercing damage with a short sword.
All right. Slides its face out of the way, but you cut its cheek, and black ichor drips to the street.
Kafra realizes that this is his worst decision ever.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen, because I've seen some things that I thought were Kafra's worst decision ever.
Well, this one's a new low.
You mean time to shine?
No. So Kafra is going to draw this trusty knife. He's going to move on up into the scrum.
Wait, what? Wait, the wizard is getting up in the scrum?
The wizard has a knife.
Fair.
I have run out of crossbow bolts. I'm not sure what you want from me.
What are you doing?
I'm going to, you know, apply pressure.
To what, the wounds that you're about to receive?
No, to the creature.
I don't understand. You're going to massage it gently?
Mostly, yes. Unless you have more crossbow bolts.
I have little ones.
I don't have a little crossbow. You have me at a disadvantage, sir.
Stop flirting!
At that point,
Don't do that. That's a really bad idea.
I mean, watching a whole bunch more Water Davy and guards get killed is also a really bad idea.
I'm not sure that's actually true. That this is not a better idea.
Well, here goes nothing.
We're right here. We can hear you.
Yeah, I hope you're heavily insured.
So Kaffer will saunter Mosey or even Meander up to the devil, and then between the guards, kind of leave and go, poke!
Roll that beautiful beam footage.
And we'll miss.
Okay.
The knife will skate along the side of one of the spikes. Carver wasn't particularly in it to begin with, so.
Fair enough. The devil. 1, 2. The devil leans in and tries to get more of the guards. It lands both of its claws on one of them, and then you can see hellfire spring from the palms of its hands, and the person screams, drops to the ground, their body still on fire. Ahead, the light street lights shine up on the wings of creatures the size of horses. The Griffin Riders have arrived!
No, thank God.
And longbow bolts start raining down. One of them says, "It's a devil! It's definitely a devil! Silver arrows! Silver arrows!" All right, arrows spring up in the hide of the devil, and it goes, shrieking in pain, and cheer goes up from the guards as they try to keep it penned in. And a couple of them even hit.
Wow.
Yay. Some of them poke at it with spears, and more of its black blood hits the streets.
It's actually a fairly impressive page roll.
Yeah, yes, that's not bad.
Malagar feels that probably the tide is maybe shifted just a little bit, so he's gonna try sending another arrow into this melee. With a 12 incoming.
That sure does not do it.
Apparently not really bringing it here.
You know what? It's scary.
It is. At least, you know, I'm not engaging it hand-to-hand or anything.
Well, someone clearly brought enough ammunition, and that someone was not me.
It's okay. It's a thing I do.
To be fair, ammunition's heavy.
Kafra may not have drawn blood, but Zasper trusts his instincts, so he will stab at a similar place on the devil.
Ooh.
And he will hit what perhaps Koffer was aiming for and do 10 points of stabbing damage.
All right.
Get some damage.
The devil hisses in pain.
I mean, at this point, Manny's got nothing for it but to continue laying into him with his lucky stone. But he said there are silver arrows sticking out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to try and kind of clobber one of those points and drive the arrow deeper in.
Ooh. Oh, interesting. All right.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a 13 to hit.
13 will not do it.
Well, I'm going to follow it up with a second attack then.
All right.
If it, at first you don't succeed, whack it with a stone again.
Yep.
It keeps stopping on it like a double digit number and then tumbling over to a slightly lower number.
Have you had your dice degaussed recently? Mm.
So on the follow-up, I'm going to be giving you a 12.
Nope. It just scampers. You try to slice it, but the devil's thick hide prevents you from hurting it.
It's a problem.
Kafra closes his eyes and steps forward. He closes his eyes and guards his face.
Watch it!
Blade strikes true.
The blade strikes true for 6 points of damage.
Great.
More damage than I'm doing.
The devil.
Come on in, Malagar. The water's fine.
They taught us one thing in drow stabbing school.
Do it from afar.
Always do it from afar.
The devil grabs up one member of the guard by the front of her armor and twists it terribly, and you hear bones crunch, then throws her limp form out of the way.
We're running out of guards here.
Yes. Yes, we are. I had hoped to heal some, but they all seem to be getting one shot.
It does seem so.
The Griffin Riders fire again, and another volley of arrows land. A couple of them actually hit, but many of them just end up in the street. The guards say, come on, take it down. We'll see if we can get it down. One of them connects and then tries to jam his shoulder into the devil, seeing if he can push it down. And manages to actually get its feet tangled and push it down in the street. Several of the Griffin Riders start landing just off to the side. Their griffins start charging towards the combat, and they draw swords and then head towards the combat as well.
Well, all right then. So the devil is now prone.
Yes.
Malagar draws his rapier, decides to wade into this hot mess. Can he get close enough to actually get a stab in, or is this...
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
I think that depends on how cowardly you were being, actually.
Nah, listen, it's discretion is the better part of valor.
How closed are your eyes?
No, they're wide open. I mean, I know this is not that much more gross. Anyways. Oh, hey, that'll be a 19 coming in.
That'll hit.
You'll enjoy 5 points of rapier type damage.
Noted.
We go, ah, like that.
You actually perforate it, like the mass of its shoulder.
Yes.
And you can see this thing is pretty hurt at this point.
You did just about as much damage as your dagger did there, Kafra.
I'm very good at taking advantage of lots of people being armed at the same time. I'm a joiner.
Well, Zasper will definitely join in. It might be harder to shoot, but it's easier to stab. Well, I mean, advantage apparently doesn't help Zasper. He prefers a straight up fight.
Right.
So, and he'll attempt to, I mean, he can't move away, but make some room for any approaching griffins. I heard
multiple
griffins were closing in.
Yep.
Bonus griffins.
We're going to run out of room for people pretty quickly with griffins involved.
So, Vage, at this point, Manny is going to slip his foot underneath one of those arrows that's been lying in the street now and kip it up into his hand.
Excellent.
Then he is going to just lay into the prone devil with it.
All right. Let me attack with advantage, sir.
Well, I'm going to take that 17 that I got rolled on the dice and add... Well, then that's going to be a 23 to hit.
That definitely hits.
So then I'm going to give you 7 damage with a silvered arrow.
And with that, the devil goes, ah, 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 and its flesh starts to sizzle and pop, and it rapidly turns into a pile of disgusting slime and a puff of brimstone-smelling smoke. The griffins, like, get up there, ah, but at that point in time, there's not more.
So Manny's going to stand up and turn around to Zasper and say, can we go to bed now?
No waving of the rock victorious, or...
I just want to go to sleep.
Wiping devil ichor off your brow and saying that was all a day's work or something.
Why don't you go take a knee on one of the park benches? I'm going to go see if any of these guards maybe still have some life in them.
I kind of look around at the, like, guard that's missing a head, and yes. There's one that's been impaled several times.
There's one of them that was just flung like a limp rag doll into the side of a house. That's the one I have hoped for.
Right.
Coffer, you know you can stop stabbing with that thing now, right?
Oh, sorry, I... Coffer actually, like, moves his hand out away from his eyes, and it's like, oh.
Better safe than sorry.
Yes, well...
A guard uses the spear as almost a crutch, and limps up to Zasper,
yes,
and says, thank you. If you and your folk hadn't been here, we'd have been in worse trouble than we can. I think Mara might... You have spells? Can you heal her?
Yes. Is she within 30 feet?
She is.
Well, then I will cast Healing Word on her.
Excellent.
From here.
Heal.
All right. Your magic permeates her body, giving a sparkle of light, and she takes a shuddering breath.
I am in no way going to act like I have extensive medical knowledge. I have the ability to magically cast heal, and I point it at people, and it works if they're not dead. Well, I admit that the exculpatory mortuary scourers had never faced a devil before, but we were glad we were able to lend you a hand.
The guard, one of the guard, the one that had been limping and using his spear as a crutch, looks at Malagar rather suspiciously, and then looks at you and says, it was chasing a bunch of drow. Do you know what's going on with that?
The drow have been in this area, but I don't think they had anything to do. It wasn't their devil, if that's what you're asking. And this drow isn't with the other drow. This is Malagar. He's a member of our band.
Huh. Make a I'm not telling the whole truth check to the poor guard captain.
All right. 20. Hmm.
The guard scratches his beard. All right. Well, excellent. What was your name again, sir? Pulls out a pen.
Zasper.
How do you spell that?
With an X.
Oh, Elven. Got it. And he scribbles
half
the note.
Half Elven.
Yeah, but it's the Elven pronunciation.
Well, no, the purr is human.
Oh, got it. And you said his name was...
Malagar. Two G's and an extra A at the end. Well, not the end, but you know. It's not Malagur, it's Malagar.
Got it. And your name, sir, he says, looking at the tall tiefling.
Kafra Tanab. You can find us at Trollskull Alley Inn, also better known as Spirits.
Yes.
You know, I heard something about that.
You probably heard that we always treat the guard right when they come in for drinks.
That's right. After you get done filing that report, come on down for one on us.
Perhaps you heard that we were visited by, who was it that visited us on opening night there, Zasper?
Well, we had many illustrious guests, but I believe you were referring to Lady Silvermoon?
Silverhand.
Silverhand, yes.
And of course the Blackstaff.
Yes, and the Blackstaff.
Huh. Alright, and what was your name, sir? He says, looking over where Manny is taking a break on a park bench.
I'm Manny Lowfield. Brewer extraordinaire.
Trollskull Alley. And you so you don't know where the devil came from?
We're investigating that, actually. I'm a member of the...
Why?
We're investigating it because I am a dutiful member of the Watchful Order of Magists and Protectors. I have business to attend to with the Blackstaff in regards to how the devil came to be.
Huh. Okay. Excellent. I will, I'll be making my own report. I'll see a copy of CC to her office.
Excellent.
I don't suppose you have any more of those healing spells.
I do have one more. Was there... another guard that isn't dead?
Yeah, I think he's gonna make it.
Heal! All
right. One of the guards that had been thrown, you'd heard like bones crunch when they landed, starts waking up and moving and sobbing.
Well, they got 2d4, so,
ooh,
you know.
They're feeling very good.
Yes.
The guard captain says you...
I only had a second level slot left.
You saved the lives of a couple of my people. The guard's indebted.
Well, we regard, you know, all life as something that should be saved, especially in the face of such unabrogated evil as a devil.
Well, thank you very much. I'll make sure it goes in my report.
Speaking of regarding all life, especially gods, are there any other ones that require medical attention?
I'm not sure. Come on, let's go look.
Great.
We might need to work on our triage system. Kafra is actually quite well versed in the healing arts.
I wouldn't go that far, but
compared to me, he's a savant. He's got these white things he keeps in his pouches. He wraps them around you, the blood stops coming out. It's awesome.
All right, you're getting to go do medicine at a couple more of the guards.
I mean, if they're alive, I will use the charges from my healer's kit with which to stabilize them, because I am not actually very good at medicine, but I do have the right tool.
Fair enough. There are one more of them that you believe you can save.
That's great. Kafra will bandage them up and then wash it, and then we'll be like, hands dirty, and then remember he has prestidigitate, and then prestidigitate the blood off.
Fair enough. The guard says, my name is Joran. I will make sure that I've got your names in my report. In the meantime, I've got a lot of cleanup to do. At this point in time, there's a bunch more guards running up.
It was an honor to fight by your side, Joran.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate. Excuse me. I really have this other stuff to attend to.
Yes, well, if you have any other questions or want that drink, you can see us at Spirits! And then Coffer leaves.
Yes. Zasper will also exit stage left, helping Manny walk in the correct direction.
I mean, Manny's gonna limp his way along beside you then.
Nothing else molests you on your trip back to Trollskull Alley. The night is quiet. The moon rides overhead. Clouds blow through in the late fall air. The chill from winter is just barely perceptible along your skin.
Coffer, you don't suppose the Blackstaff is going to get upset with us bringing her into this, do you?
No, actually. Remember when we had that night that we were at the graveyard, we saw a bunch of fires, and then that morning we went and wandered by and poked our noses around?
Yeah.
Well, I told her about it and she asked me to keep an eye out, and I found some things that are connected.
To devils and drow that want to do drow things.
No, not to the drow, but to the devils and the nobles and the summoning circles and the burned houses.
I thought the devils and the nobles was just Malagar fucking with the news.
No, because there were summoning circles that I found essence of summoning magic in the basements where things were burning that seemed to point to a infernal origin.
So wait a minute, then you mean that letter that we took over to the newsstand was legit then?
Wait, what letter that you took to the what?
The manufactured article that Brigandu Arth bade me to drop into the newspaper there. Everything that they suggested was in fact true, or apparently.
So you're saying you indirectly caused all the houses to burn down?
I'm not really sure what caused them to burn down, but it seemed like there was an infernal source at the heart of some of them.
Well, Kafra opens up his pack and pulls out this, like, the hood, the golden hood and the red robes. Like, not pulling them all the way out, but like, hey, look what I found.
Whoa, that looks awesome.
Golden hood and red robes and a big old, like, dangling symbol of Asmodeus.
That symbol. Like,
yeah, so that's what I found. Unless the drow planted that downstairs in a place that I don't think they did, based on my explorations, I have reasons to believe that, the Growlhunds might have been involved with some manner of nefarious purposes that might be connected to the other buildings that burned.
Well, then I suppose we can keep all that gold we found.
I don't know about any gold, but you've got my excitement now.
Well, that's what Corbin went back. We found, not only did we find gold, but the horseshoes might have been magical on the horse.
Oh, that will make him quite excited, so, I'm sure.
Wait a minute. You don't suppose it was a bad thing that we left Corbin with all that gold? Hasn't he been saving up for, like, that fancy armor of his?
Yes, he has. And he was heading towards the armor. I mean, he might have been going back to the inn. It's always hard to tell.
You can't just get it off the rack. I mean, you have to go and then get sized for it and fit it. These things take time.
I don't know, he seemed pretty excited to be getting a fancy armor. He wouldn't just go and spend all that money on some, would he?
Well, I mean, he stands in front of us, so if he spends all the money on armor, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to complain.
But I can't help but notice when we needed him to fight a devil.
Yeah?
Go on.
He wasn't here.
Well, he didn't know there was a devil. I think he's going to be rather irate that there was a devil that we did without him.
Well, let's find out, shall we? We're right here at Spirits.
Join us next week for a new adventure. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Feats and Fables. If you'd like to support us, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/featsandfables. Or, to delve deeper, visit our website at featsandfables.com. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Fearless First, Heroic Age, Dark Times,
the forest and the trees, and five armies. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomtech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Heroic Age, Angevin B, Five Armies, and Pippin the Hunchback. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. It really does help.